True. This month in AI felt like a roller coaster. It's like we're strapped in, watching the future unfold at warp speed. Governments are hitting the brakes, companies are making power moves.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack.
That's why we're here, right? To dive into the headlines, dissect the tech jargon, and figure out what really matters for, actual humans.
Exactly. And this month, there's no shortage of material.
Let's jump right in then with a curveball I definitely didn't see coming. California pumping the brakes on a major AI safety bill. You'd think AI safety would be a no-brainer, right?
You'd think so, but this wasn't just any bill. We're talking about those big budget AI models, the ones that cost upwards of $100 million to train.
So the really heavy hitters.
Exactly. The bill wanted to mandate things like rigorous risk assessments, super detailed documentation of all the training data, even a kill switch mechanism.
A kill switch. Okay, now you've got my attention. Sounds a little sci-fi, I know.
It does, right. But that's what makes this veto so interesting. Governor Newsom argued that while the intentions were good, the bill's broad strokes could actually stifle innovation, especially in a state known for being, well, at the forefront of tech.
So it's less about the robots taking over and more about maintaining California's edge in the tech world.
That's part of it. There's also the argument that mandating a kill switch could give people a false sense of security. They might overlook other, potentially more important, safety measures.
It's like putting all your eggs in one basket, assuming a kill switch solves everything.
Exactly. And it raises the question, how do you regulate something as complex and constantly evolving as AI?
It's the million-dollar question, for sure, especially when you've got global competition heating up. Which brings us to our next headline, TikTok. Remember those whispers about their parent company, ByteDance, getting cozy with Huawei?
Ah, yes, the plot thickens.
Yeah.
On the surface, a tech partnership, it seems pretty standard, right?
Business as usual.
Exactly. But you've got to factor in those U.S. restrictions on Huawei, specifically their access to those high-end chips, the ones designed for AI.
So suddenly, this partnership has implications way beyond what? Better dance filters.
Way beyond. We're talking about the global AI power struggle. If ByteDance can leverage this partnership to bypass restrictions, get their hands on Huawei's tech.
It could supercharge their AI development.
Exactly. Imagine the impact on everything from content recommendation algorithms, the ones that keep you glued to your
You're
phone,
guilty as charged.
to the development of entirely new AI-powered features within TikTok. It's a big deal.
It really makes you wonder, are we going to see more of this? More companies looking for these kinds of partnerships, these loopholes to navigate the, shall we say, complex geopolitical landscape?
It's definitely possible, and it highlights just how high the stakes are in the world of AI. Which brings us to another major player, one who's been making big moves this month, Google.
Oh, yeah, they dropped some major AI news.
They did. Gemini 1.5. Not just an upgrade, they're calling it a power surge.
Power surge. Bold words. But what does that even mean for those of us who, don't speak fluent algorithm?
In a nutshell, Google's claiming Gemini 1.5 is faster, cheaper, and easier to use than anything else out there. Early benchmarks suggest they might be right, at least in some key areas.
So potentially a game changer.
Potentially. Especially for smaller companies, startups, who haven't had the resources to really compete in the AI arms race.
Yeah.
Making this tech more affordable levels the playing field, which is huge.
Democratization of AI, we love to hear it. But there was one thing, even for a tech novice like me, that stood out. That whole context window thing. They're saying Gemini now has a 2 million token context window.
2 million. It's a mouthful, I know.
Help me break it down. What does that even mean in, human terms?
Imagine you're reading a book, but instead of just grasping a few sentences at a time, you could hold the entire narrative, all the characters, the subplots, everything in your mind simultaneously.
Okay, now that's impressive.
That's essentially what this expanded context window allows Gemini to do with data. It's not just processing information, it's understanding it in a much deeper way.
So we're talking analyzing an hour-long video, not just for the visuals, but for plot, themes, emotional arcs, all automatically.
Exactly. Or think about feeding Gemini an entire textbook and having it answer complex questions about the material. That's the power of this expanded context window.
Mind officially blown. And it sounds like this is just the beginning of what Gemini can do. Google even hinted at a future of AI-first development. Does this mean, coding is dead? Should I be updating my resume?
It's a question that's causing a lot of, let's say, spirited debate in the development community.
I bet.
Some people are understandably nervous about their jobs, but others see this as a powerful new tool. Imagine AI helping you solve complex problems, write code, even debug all at a speed and scale we can barely comprehend right now.
So less about replacing humans and more about, like, augmenting our abilities?
Precisely. Google's vision seems to be one where humans and AI work collaboratively. We each bring our own strengths to the table. And to make that happen, they're making AI development more accessible than ever. They've got resources now that let even beginners create simple AI applications in minutes.
Okay, that's pretty cool. But let's shift gears a bit from the technical nitty-gritty to how these advancements are already impacting our lives outside the realm of code and algorithms, because it's not just theoretical anymore, is it?
Not at all. This stuff is seeping into every aspect of our lives.
Right. And there's one concept in particular that has future shock written all over it, proactive AI.
Ah, yes. The AI that knows what you want before you even ask.
A little creepy, a little cool, yeah. Mostly mind-blowing. But how does it actually work?
It's fascinating, really. Right now, most AI is reactive, right? We ask a question, give a command, it responds.
Push button, get result. That's the AI we know.
Exactly. But proactive AI flips the script. It's about anticipating your needs, maybe even before you've consciously formed them.
Okay, now that sounds a little freaky. Like, is my AI assistant going to start judging my takeout choices? You know you should be ordering salad.
Maybe not quite. But think about it. Your AI assistant books your flights, knowing you've got that conference coming up, orders groceries based on your, shall we say, creative pantry situation.
Speaking my language.
Even drafts emails anticipating what you need to say. That's the promise of proactive AI.
It's a lot of trust, though, right? To hand over that much control to algorithms. Are we ready for that? I'm not sure I am. But speaking of being ready for the future, we've got to talk about what's happening in robotics. Any cool new AI-powered bots hitting the scene?
Definitely. Figure AI. They're all about those humanoid robots, and they're making a bold claim. They're saying robotics is fundamentally an AI business now.
Interesting. So it's not about the hardware anymore. It's about the brains.
Exactly. They're saying the real bottleneck isn't building a robot that can, you know, walk or grasp objects. Mm. It's about the AI that powers those actions, the perception, the navigation, the decision making.
And figure AI is putting their money where their mouth is. They've secured a ton of those high powered processing units, the ones specifically designed for AI.
It's a big bet on the future of, well, intelligence itself. And it's not just the big players making moves. The open source AI scene is exploding right now.
Open source, always a recipe for some wild innovation.
Right. Like, check out Liquid AI. They've introduced something called Liquid Foundational Models.
Okay, Liquid Foundational Models. Definitely need a translation on that one.
Some mouthful, I know. Basically, they're AI models designed to be super efficient. They can achieve impressive performance on a bunch of tasks. But they use way less memory, fewer resources than those massive language models we always hear about.
So it's like streamlining AI, making it more accessible.
Exactly. And that's huge, because now you're opening up the doors for smaller players. Researchers, developers, even hobbyists, people who don't have those Google-sized budgets.
Speaking for myself here, but I do love the idea of AI becoming more democratized, more people tinkering, more creative uses. That's how you get real breakthroughs. But it also feels like we're constantly bombarded with new AI models these days. How do you even keep track of them all?
It's a lot, right? Like drinking from a fire hose. But here's the thing. It's not just about the quantity of models. It's the quality, the progress they represent.
Give me some highlights then. What should we be paying attention to?
Well, Google's updated Gemini models, they're making big strides in long context processing. Basically, they can understand and analyze much larger chunks of information now.
So the AI is getting smarter, more capable. What's not to be slightly intimidated by?
It is a bit awe-inspiring and a little bit daunting, you're right. Because as these systems get more advanced, they also raise some pretty profound questions. Questions about the very nature of intelligence itself.
Okay, now you've got me really curious. What kind of questions are we talking about here?
Well, think about it this way. Emad Mostak, the founder of Stability AI, he made this fascinating comparison recently. He said that AI is kind of like a swarm of intelligent agents, all interacting, learning from each other.
A swarm? So not just one AI, but many.
Exactly. And they're constantly checking each other's work, learning from their mistakes, and improving their abilities at an exponential rate.
So it's like AI is developing its own internal ecosystem of learning and improvement.
Right. And that challenges our whole understanding of intelligence. What happens when AI isn't just learning from us, from the data we feed it, but from itself?
That's a big question. And honestly, a little bit of a scary one. It makes you wonder, Where do we fit into this future where AI is becoming self-sufficient, maybe even self-improving?
It's a question we're going to be grappling with more and more in the coming months and years. But for now, I've got one last AI nugget to share before we wrap things up.
Okay, lay it on me.
This one's all about the power of voice. And a company called Qtie, they just open sourced their voice-to-voice AI model, Moshi.
Voice-to-voice. Okay, so is this AI, like, having phone calls with itself now?
Not quite. But it can clone voices, generate speech in different languages.
Yeah.
And the accuracy is incredible.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking like personalized audiobooks in Morgan Freeman's voice.
Exactly. Or real-time translation directly in your ear as you're traveling. Imagine that.
No more fumbling with phrase books. Sign me up. Okay, maybe that's a ways off, but still. It really highlights how fast this technology is evolving. This entire deep dive has been one whoa moment after another.
It really has. We've covered so much ground. Government regulation, global competition, those mind-blowing AI models.
Proactive AI, robots, the works. It's a lot to process.
It is, and we've only just scratched the surface. But that's kind of the point, isn't it? To spark your curiosity, get you thinking about the bigger picture.
Absolutely. And on that note, as we wrap things up, what's sticking with you? What questions are you still pondering?
Hold on to those questions. Keep that curiosity alive. One thing's for sure, the AI revolution is far from over.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the ever-evolving, always fascinating world of AI. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep learning.